Welcome to the Don't You Worry podcast. We're your hosts, Briley and Britton Caldwell, and we're here to say don't you worry through stories, encouragement, and joy. Be sure to like and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. So sit back, relax, and enjoy today's conversation. What's up, everybody? We are back with the Don't You Worry podcast, and we are so excited. We have been so ready for this moment because we are dropping our big announcement right now. If you're not watching, by the way, head on over to the YouTube because you're already kind of going to figure out what our announcement is.
Yes, it's so exciting. So if you've been following us on Instagram, you're ready for this.
Yeah.
So drum roll, please.
We've got merch. We are so excited. These are the comfiest sweatshirts. They are so cute. It's inspired by our Fighting Word series.
Yes, if you didn't, light doesn't lose.
If you didn't watch that, our catchphrase for one of them was light doesn't lose. And we love this sweatshirt so much. So definitely be on the lookout. If you're not following us on Instagram, go follow us because we are going to have some really cool pre-orders coming soon.
Yes.
Sometime next week. So make sure you're following us on Instagram. And there's going to be a giveaway at some point.
Yeah.
So definitely make sure you're following us because you could end up with a free sweatshirt.
You never know. So exciting. Yes.
But yes, go follow. And we are so pumped for today's episode.
Yeah.
In a little bit of excitement about this whole new announcement, we wanted to do something totally fun, totally different.
Yeah.
We want to just ask each other questions.
Yeah, let's go.
And like funny questions though, and random fun. It's just going to be a fun, joyful episode, a break in your week that's not, you know, we're not going to be super encouraging.
We're not going to make
today.
You think as much.
No, this is not really
think. School's almost out, guys.
Yeah, this is just fun. Yeah, it's been so busy. I heard that I was not missed very much last week.
No, you were not.
I heard there were streamers and a whole party being thrown.
Hey, at least you watched the episode.
I did. I mean, it's my podcast too. So I figured even if I'm not on it, I need to check it out. But you
definitely
did a great job without me last week. So hope you guys all enjoyed that. But I'm back. So suck it up. Okay. All right. First question.
Okay.
It's kind of random. But if you had to describe your personality using only a fruit, what would it be?
A fruit?
One fruit to describe your personality.
Oh my gosh. Oh. I feel like it's got to be something exotic.
Okay.
Something exotic, maybe like dragon fruit. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, aren't dragon fruit like pink and fun?
I have
and,
not.
Like,
I've never eaten a dragon fruit.
You've never eaten a dragon fruit.
I
wow.
would say.
Maybe I'm thinking about a pomegranate, the color wise. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe. I know what I am. I'm a blueberry because you never know what you're going to get. Like when you reach in for a blueberry, they're very petite and like very delicate, you know, very cutesy.
Yeah.
And blue is obviously my favorite color
and
too.
And then you bite in and it's sour.
And you bite in and it's either sour or sweet.
It could be either one.
Depends
either
on
one.
The day.
Depends
yeah.
on the mood.
Yeah.
I think I might be pineapple. I say that because it's also my favorite.
More
one of my
sour.
Favorites. But it just, no, it's a very sweet, but like...
It's very tropical. I feel like tropical is kind of your vibe.
Okay.
I don't know.
I can go with that.
I'm definitely a blueberry.
But
I don't know where the dragon fruit came from, guys.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to be different.
For sure. Okay. Would you rather, these aren't all going to be would you rathers because I don't really love those questions, but would you rather have 1 million followers or $1 million?
Oh, dang. Probably, I don't know.
It's hard because it's
I'm
like,
a big money girl.
Good. Guys, we don't do this podcast for money.
That's no, not, we don't.
This
no,
is
we
not
don't.
Our job. We actually don't
have
jobs.
I would probably say 1 million followers.
I would say 1 million followers too. Because
just
I
because
think,
that gets you more rich in the end.
Okay.
You have more wealth with the
no,
no,
but like
I want
so
to make an impact
to,
on more people's lives rather than
and be connected to more people.
I feel like if I had $1 million, I would be like, what should I spend this
also,
on?
Also, I feel like with you it would go really fast. Okay, what's the worst trend? This can be anything. It can be from middle school trends or high school trends or
fashion trends or more
anything. Just what's a really bad trend that, no offense, but anybody doing it should stop.
Oh gosh. What would you think? I can't think of one.
Okay, so there's a trend going around right now that is really getting on my nerves. And no hate because
Briley's unhinged.
So I recently got like a personal Instagram, right?
Mm.
And whenever people have been doing, it started with the ice bucket challenge. And I'm not going to lie. When that first started, I literally looked at you and I was like, heck no, I'm not doing this. I was like, this was way back in the past. But then
bad.
Everybody did it. And I was like, okay, yeah, it's kind of fun.
But then people decided they were going to start nominating people to do everything. So it's like, post your favorite Bible verse, but nominate 15 people. Okay, now post a side shot of yourself and nominate 5 more people. You don't have to nominate people to do that, because here's the thing.
I do think that one's pointless.
I like the game. I like the game concept of it. But it's usually people put these little add yours templates on it already. Mm-hmm. So just click on the add yours and then add it anyway. Like, it doesn't make sense to me. Because then when you're flipping through like stories or something, you just see the same thing over and over again. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't have time to watch
There's
any of
nothing
this.
Unique about it. I do agree with that. Yeah.
But like overall trends, I mean, I think all the water bottle trends have actually been kind of cool.
Okay.
Because I like most of the water bottles that have came out. The Stanley's. I haven't used a Walla, but I like Stanley.
Oh my gosh. I do need to. I want to try a Walla.
Like, and I was a Hydro Flask girl for a while.
Yeah. We both went through that phase. Dark phase. Yeah. I think also, like, so the ChatGPT roasts, those were really funny when you can do them, but I feel like it was a little overused.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like it went out.
Sending a photo to ChatGPT and making it roast it. Those could be funny too, but
yeah it was funny, but I also feel like I'm like, that's kind of like, who came up with that?
Yeah. Okay. If you could swap lives with a cartoon character, any cartoon character, who would it be and why?
Oh, a cartoon character. I feel like I would want to swap with someone from, I feel like Mickey Mouse, just because it's like a classic, like Minnie.
Yeah.
Or Daisy or some, just because it's like a classic, and I would kind of want to feel the vibe of that. I don't know. Yeah. What would you,
I would say, I was thinking about this earlier, and I was thinking somebody in Aladdin, because
we're going full cartoons, like
any cartoon.
Like Disney movies.
Any cartoon ever.
Oh my gosh.
Like I'm thinking Jasmine, because then, hello, you get to ride on a magic carpet.
Okay, dang. Oh, I'm probably going to go with Tangle or Rapunzel.
That's not really a cartoon. Like the difference in the animation, you know what I'm talking about? Like the old school Aladdin, you know what? I really don't know the word for it.
What?
But like the animation looks different. You know what I mean?
What?
Like I don't think of Rapunzel as a cartoon. I guess she kind of is.
I didn't think of Aladdin as a cartoon.
Okay. Well, I think she kind of is.
Fine. Well, either Daisy Duck or Rapunzel. I don't know at this point.
Okay. What's a weird compliment that you've gotten from somebody that actually made your day?
Okay, this was actually recent, and I was in a conversation with a girl. It was a random conversation. I don't even know how this got brought up.
Yeah.
But she said to me, she was like, so really ugly people get bullied a lot. And she was like, that's why you don't get bullied. And I was like, oh, thank you. I think there's a compliment snuck in there somewhere.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It kind of made my day. I was like, oh, she thinks I'm pretty. I think that's what that meant.
I know. That's kind of random, but I'm not ugly, I guess. Nice. Yeah. Okay, what's something dumb that instantly raises your blood pressure?
Something dumb?
I have one.
Okay.
Already.
Okay, go for it.
I don't get annoyed at loud noises. Like, I love concerts. I love big hype events. Like, I don't get annoyed by noise. But if you turn on a blender, specifically our blender in our house.
Oh, my gosh.
And our ice maker, they are so loud, but not an obnoxious, like,
she like plugs her ears and like starts blinking her eyes so fast. She gets so mad.
If I get annoyed, this is funny. So if I get annoyed with people really easily, I blink my eyes over and over again. I won't tell you and I won't blow up. I'll just blink my eyes.
What is that doing? Is that a threat?
If I'm ever in a conversation with you and I'm blinking my eyes a lot, I'm probably angry.
Just walk away. You're annoying her. That's what it is.
Yeah, no, the blender and the ice maker drive me nuts. And especially late at night or something, when the ice maker will, I don't know, it does something, like turns it and crushes it up or something. It is so annoying. It gets on my last nerve. But what's something that makes you really mad for no reason?
Well, originally the question was raising your blood pressure. So like anxiety kind of thing. Mario Kart, definitely.
Oh.
But yet I still do it. Like, I don't know, when I'm bored during the summer or whatever. But that just raises my blood
pressure. I think ever since COVID, you and I have had this off and on phase of playing the Wii and especially Mario Kart. Mm-hmm. But like, it's so random because we'll go through a phase where 6 months we won't play it. And then all of a sudden we're playing Mario Kart for 3 weeks. Yeah. Okay. Which one of us, I didn't talk to you about this one at all beforehand. Gosh. Which one of us would win in a round of golf?
Me.
Why do you think that?
Because I've been practicing more recently.
But you're less patient.
Okay, I understand that.
I think we both have.
But if we were playing today, if we were going out right now
and
going and playing a round of golf, I've just been practicing more recently, and you haven't been on the golf course in a while.
We both started practicing a lot last summer, which was really fun, but you got frustrated with it really fast.
Listen, that's just because I'm not that patient, but that was with putting too.
That's true. I have a lot of patience, but then also you're a lot more aggressive. Exactly. So when it comes to like a long swing, then sometimes it's a lot stronger that way. Okay. If you came with a warning label, what would your warning label say?
Caution, explosive item inside.
Oh my gosh. Your name, if you haven't watched our previous episodes, we've talked about this before, but your name literally means colorful fire.
It's actually so accurate. It's scary how accurate it is.
That's a good warning label.
What's yours?
A warning label for me? I feel like mine is going to be like, we'll lose something. Or I don't know. Like, not makes a mess.
Warning.
Spreads. Warning doesn't have her life together. Anything. I mean,
I told you guys.
I really do have parts of my life together, but like, I don't know what I want to do for a living. So if you have any ideas for me, drop them in the comments, please.
Jobs. Greatly. This girl takes anything.
I would appreciate it a lot, actually. Okay, if you could win a specific game show, which one do you think you could win?
Oh, I feel like Wheel of Fortune. Almost.
No. Yeah. No? I think I could win Wheel of Fortune. I think you could too. But I feel like you could do something a little more skilled. Because I think you don't have to know a lot to win Wheel of Fortune.
Dang. So I you're calling you me
would,
dumb?
No. I'm saying I think you would get lucky on a show like the old Deal or No Deal or a show like that where there's a bunch of, it's literally pure luck.
Yeah.
I think you could do good on something like that. Would,
yeah.
But also a reality show. You could do Dancing with the Stars for sure. Like 100%.
Me and Dad tried the like Whitney and Danny trend or whatever.
When you lift the person up from the TikTok.
We did it on like our first try. I killed that. So
that one was really good. I think you could do good at that. And
yeah,
I don't know about game shows for me. Neither of us could win Jeopardy.
No, I'm not. I don't know random facts.
No,
I don't do that. I don't know normal facts.
What reality TV show do you think you would get voted off of immediately?
Voted off of?
Like right away, you are the first one off. That's always embarrassing. No offense.
Wait, but something specifically
I would be so embarrassed.
Voted off of? Oh. Maybe The Bachelor.
I would too, honestly.
I feel like I would be too much for them. It's not that, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just not, too good. It's not that we can't find a date. It's just that
nobody wants me.
Agreed. Okay. If you had to move to another city, which one would you pick and why?
Another city. I feel like I would love to live in Nashville just because
you would be
in
Nashville.
And not necessarily because of all the shops, because I love, you know, shopping around Nashville and there's so much to see and do there. But if you're specifically living, I feel like Nashville's just my vibe. Like walking the streets of Nashville is just...
I agree.
I was born for it.
I love Seaside so much.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about Seaside.
Any area in Florida, I'm a big... Love the beach girl. But I just love the vibe of downtown Seaside. There's a lot of little shops. And anywhere... Honestly, you get that in Destin or Panama City. Yeah. Any area in Florida.
Do they have a Pickles?
So I got to go to New York this year, which was so cool. I've never gotten to go that far up north, and I've never gotten to go to a big city like that.
Exciting.
And I don't think I would want to live there permanently because I think I get really annoyed with it. Mm-hmm. But the whole celebrity kind of like you're not really a celebrity lifestyle, but just the vibe of like,
all of your pictures say
I'm in New York.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I would enjoy
so
that.
Fancy. Fun.
I would enjoy living in New York for like a couple months, I think, or for a summer. Or maybe even for a year. I think that would be fun. Just not, it really stinks up there. Like physically, it smells terrible. Oh, so I could not constantly live in New York because it smells awful. If you've ever been, and if you've not been, just fair warning. Just you should go.
Don't go if you.
No, you should go. It's a lot of fun. Because we got to see the NBC studio. We got to see like walk around downtown or not downtown, in like Times Square, stuff like that. And we got to go to Statue of Liberty, like ride the ferry. It was an amazing experience.
Now anything she sees that on like a TV or a reel or something from New York, she's like, I've been there. And I'm like, okay.
I do. Okay. So what's the worst travel mishap you've ever had?
Travel mishap. What do you mean? Like traveling on the way down there or?
Okay, like you've probably got more extreme cases because most bad things don't happen when I travel. Because
I passed out in DC.
I just forget everything all the time.
Oh, yeah.
You passed out.
I passed out in DC. I mean, what beats that? That's kind of a little bit of a mishap. I don't think anything else has really happened.
Okay, but for some people that haven't gone back and watched, earlier in the podcast, yes, we talked about this
episode.
But some people might not know this.
Four. Yeah, I passed out in DC and had to ride in a cop car.
Yeah, because you were overly dehydrated. Yes, and then
a lot of factors played into it. And so I actually passed out at Arlington Cemetery, the one place in DC to not pass out. I did.
Okay. So, yeah. Now I have something funny. So get your phone out.
Oh gosh.
We're going to look at your most recent emojis.
Oh,
and that's
okay.
going to say okay. a lot about your life lately. So what are some of your most recently used?
Okay. The crying emoji.
Me too.
The rolling on the floor laughing, like the extreme laughing face.
Yeah, I have that one.
Not just the regular laughing face, like the...
I feel like that one's almost sometimes out of like a, I'm crying so hard I'm laughing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You're not laughing so hard, you're crying. No, you're crying so hard, you're laughing.
I also have the skull face because I just took an AP class that kind of kicked.
I've got the one that's like vibrating out because a lot of times I'll just text people and I'll be like, I'm crashing out right now. So I have that one. I mean, I have like the white heart. I use that one a lot.
The salute emoji, the one that's like, I use that one a lot, but I don't really have a context for that one.
I have the one that's like got the weird look on its eyes and it's got the tongue sticking out. Like,
yes, yes.
I do that one. I use that one often.
Okay. Do you have any embarrassing stories?
No.
None at all?
I do, but no.
Okay. I'll share
They're
one.
They're too embarrassing.
So I am really bad apparently about paying for things. Like, not, I've never stolen anything, if that is what that sounded like. But so I
actually just take things and run.
For our prom group, I had to do a whole thing with the check at Topgolf afterwards because we all went to Topgolf after our prom night and it was so fun. But I was the one that I put it on my card and everybody just paid me. So when I was going to apparently I don't pay for things enough, but when I was going to sign the check and then give it back to the person, I had a tip, like cash tip that I put inside the little thing that they give you.
Right.
So I put I don't know, however much it was in there, $10 tip or whatever. And then when I signed it, I just put where the tip thing was, I just put cash and then the amount in cash. Just so everybody knows, which maybe everyone doesn't, I'm just really stupid, but that...
Which is not unusual.
That tells the person to take it off your card. And I told the girl, because she was like, just to clarify, is this on your card or is this from the cash? I said, no, that's the cash tip that I'm giving you. Because clearly I don't do this enough. I use dad's money apparently all the time.
But she doesn't have a job.
No. Yeah. No. If anyone has job suggestions, please comment those too. Because I have no sense of what I'm doing.
So basically
in my life
just
write
a paragraph in the comment section, each person, and tell Bradley how she can get her life together.
Yeah. Give me some life advice, please. It would be greatly appreciated. But anyway, so that happened, which was fine. But then she took it off my card, the tip off my card and the cash tip. So that was just a life lesson of like, oh, you
can't. So you lost $20.
You can't do that with a tip.
What was
later that week, I go to Chili's, right?
Oh, gosh.
And I have a server that is not, she's very nice, but she was new, right? So I should have checked with what she was doing, but I didn't. And she charged me way more than what was on our check because she had brought out, I ordered the Big Mouth Bites. And she brought me out an actual burger first.
Oh.
And I was like, I don't want the burger. I want the Big Mouth Bites. I will not eat that
Give
burger.
Give me the right thing.
I was like, I want.
Give me my Big
so
Mouth Bites.
So then when she took it back and brought the Big Mouth Bites out, I was like, oh, okay, she got it right. She charged me for both and charged me for chips and salsa when I had a free one. So I didn't check the thing though.
So basically, if you want to lose money, go with Bradley somewhere.
I was doing it on the online order thing. This probably makes me sound so dumb. Guys, I promise I have a brain.
This is embarrassing.
But when we went through, then I got to the end of it and I just paid it without looking. So I paid an extra. Apparently I'm a very generous tipper when I'm using dad's money.
People are like, wow, this girl just has all the money in the world.
But then I get a brutal reality when I have to pay for things myself. So, okay, next question. If you were a 90s character, who would you be?
Okay, so
because we've been watching, watched a lot of 90s shows in the last couple years.
Full House, Boy Meets World. Right now, I've kind of been watching Saved by the Bell off and on because Dad was like, it's a great show. You should watch it.
Yeah.
I think
Mom and Dad both watched that one.
I'm definitely Lisa Turtle from Saved by the Bell.
Okay.
She's very fashion completely. I'm not, I like to think that I'm not as like dumb and unintelligent as she is sometimes, but I'm also like, it's reality.
That's fair. I think I would be Rachel from Friends because she's a little, she kind of doesn't have her life together all the time either. And she doesn't really know what she wants to do for the while.
Really accurate.
But I think she's fun. She has a fun vibe. And she also is a little ditzy sometimes, but not ditzy enough to where she's dumb. She's just like, sometimes she doesn't have a brain, but then other times she does. And I love her outfits. She's the cutest.
Yeah.
But also, if I'm being completely honest, I'm a little bit of a Ross Geller too. So if you know, you know. I have some qualities of both, but we're not going to explain that. Okay. Two more questions. Controversial dessert opinions. Do you have any controversial dessert opinions?
What do you mean controversial? Like what's a good dessert? What's not?
Like,
I don't like ice cream.
For example, our family, our mom's side of the family, she loves, all of them love key lime pie. So much.
I don't see it.
We go to the beach every year with our immediate family, mom and dad, but then also mom's side of the family. And every year, everyone freaks out about a key lime pie. No hate. I'm sure key lime pies are delicious, but I don't like them.
It's not bad. I've tried it before and it's a fine dessert. But I'm like, if I'm going to eat something sugary, why wouldn't I eat a brownie instead?
I think it's kind of a rich people food. That's just me.
Yeah.
But like they grew up and mom and her sister and her brother grew up and they're like, yeah, well, when we were in our hot tub as kids, I was like, oh.
Their hot tub, eating their key lime pie.
So you had the key lime pie lifestyle. But not that we don't.
It matches their vibe. I mean.
It's just not. Yeah, I'm not a key lime person. But
something controversial. I don't really like ice cream.
Yeah.
It's just not. I mean, it depends on the ice cream. Like mint chocolate chip. Yes, ma'am. Like in the summer or specifically at the beach, we get a specific ice cream that I'll eat at night. But it's just never one of my go-to desserts.
Yeah, for
I'm
sure.
More for something like a solid cookie or a brownie.
Okay, one more. Okay. What fast food is criminally overrated?
Overrated. McDonald's.
Okay, and here's the thing.
But the thing is, like, there's a lot of people that do agree with me about McDonald's, and it's like, it's not.
But it's still one of the number one. So I think it's appropriate because it's overrated.
I think some people, though, they eat it and they know they have my opinions on it, but they're like, I'm still going to eat it anyway.
Really but I feel fun, like, yeah. Really fun fact, though, about both of us, specifically me, that I'm very passionate about this. I don't know if you're as passionate, but I'm very passionate. Neither of us have ever eaten Taco Bell.
And I never will.
In our life. Ever.
It's an accomplishment at this point. Why break it? Why break it?
Yeah. Now, we've had all the things. We've had Arby's, Zaxby's, Chick-fil-A, Sonic, like all the things, right? Mm-hmm. And we eat Chick-fil-A a lot. Like
I eat Chick-fil-A twice a week.
We've gotten very diverse about what we eat at Chick-fil-A because we eat it so much.
There's so much in the menu.
But I refuse. I've never grown up eating Taco Bell. I think it's disgusting. And I, at this point, it is
an accomplishment. No hate against you guys that do eat Taco Bell.
So I really think that I never want to eat it ever. Yeah. It's my goal in life. So that's a fun fact about us.
Yeah. All right,
this was fun. Yes. This was kind of crazy and wild, but
kind of laid back, chill.
Yeah, we really enjoyed it. And again, we have new merch out. We are so excited. So next week it's going to be on sale at some point for pre-sale. So make sure you're following us on Instagram and we hope you guys enjoyed this episode. So we'll see you back next week for another great episode.